Kevin Coplin knows he's more cautious than most people when it comes to infectious diseases.
I was the weird kid back in high school writing my sophomore composition research paper on the Ebola virus. So maybe I wasn't so weird in hindsight.
Coplin lives in Watertown. He delivers pizzas for a living. He says he's been frustrated at the way people have disregarded the statewide mask mandate and other measures aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19. But on October 2nd, Coplin saw one small indicator of change. Before that day, exactly one person he delivered pizza to in the whole pandemic had answered the door wearing a mask.
I remember because I specifically thanked her for it.
But that evening, five people did. It's a small and very unscientific marker of people's behavior, but it's also an example of the type of change public health experts say is urgently needed. So far, there's not much evidence of any broad change in Wisconsinites' behaviors. Even Coplin says he hasn't seen many masks since that night. A new report from the White House Coronavirus Task Force found that Wisconsinites are still traveling in their communities about as much as they did before the pandemic. Dr. Nasia Sofdar of UW Health says basic public health measures, staying home, wearing masks, and keeping social distance, need a lot more compliance to work.
The problem with all of these things is that they have to be done most of the time in order for them to be effective. And your weakest link then becomes the main reason why they fail.
Wisconsin isn't the first state to experience out-of-control growth of the pandemic after stay-at-home orders were lifted. In July, Florida and Arizona saw cases peak. In those states, new cases grew for about 6 weeks, then spent about 6 weeks declining before leveling off. It's a frustrating pattern to health experts who say it was within our power to keep the spike from happening in the first place. And there's also no guarantee Wisconsin will follow that pattern. Its spike could be worse. It could last longer than in other states.
Sometimes it has to hit close to home to make an impact.
Zona Wick is a health official in Iron County. In early August, the rural northern county had the most active cases per capita of anywhere in Wisconsin. It was the delayed result of people's 4th of July parties, graduation celebrations, and other summer gatherings. But Wick says seeing so many cases close to home did finally get through to people.
Until they knew somebody personally, it didn't matter to them. It was a downstate or it was in a different state. It was in the country. But when you see cases of friends and family, it does make a difference.
By the beginning of September, when Wisconsin's statewide numbers began to increase, the spike in Iron County was over. And new cases have stayed low there ever since. They've averaged less than one new case per day in October. The day after Wisconsin's capacity limits on bars and restaurants went into effect, people in downtown Wausau went out for a drink. The bars weren't packed, but they weren't empty either. At eight taverns near downtown, some people sat inside without masks on, drinking and chatting. On the sidewalk outside of one bar, Malarkey's, a band played to an audience sitting outdoors, spaced apart. The pub's owner had already announced the business would close temporarily due to the capacity limits. It remains closed as the Tavern League's case makes its way through the courts. Whatever happens with the legal battles, it'll be people's changed behaviors that finally make a difference. The symptoms of COVID-19 don't show up right away. That means even if people start making changes now, it'll be weeks until we see the results. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.